Hi and hello, sports fans. Dave Damashek here, and I want to tell you about a great new podcast called Outside the Box. If you're a maker, an innovator, or even just a consumer who wants a peek behind the curtain, could be steel. I don't know what kind of curtain it is. Either way, if you want to peek behind that curtain into some of the world's greatest organizations, you're going to love it. The latest episode, available now, features NFL commish Paul Tagliabue, the former commish, I should say, talking about the massive innovations both on the field and off that helped football become America's most popular and beloved sport. He also talks about how the opportunities and challenges the league has faced are similar to those faced by businesses of all types. So go ahead, listen now, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And speaking of podcasts, let's get to the DDFP.
David, football David.
The Dave Damashek Football Program, available on iTunes and at davedamashek.nfl.com. Now here's your host, Dave Damashek.
Hi and hello and happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Welcome to the Dave Damashek Football Program. I hope all's well wherever you are. I hope it's filled with your family, your loved ones, your friends, and most importantly, pie. Ooh, no, not most importantly, stuffing. Then pie.
Stuffing.
Speaking of pie, stuffing's delicious. Pie.
Over the pie.
Pie off six coming at you. Depending on when you're listening to it, it's on Wednesday. Well, really, that's when it's released. No matter when you're listening to it, it is Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. Go back and listen to it. I hope, or maybe it's getting you ready to eat pie tomorrow if you're listening to it on Wednesday. I'm getting confused. I do know that Thanksgiving has at least two really good games and three football games in total to sit and watch.
That's amazing.
In the meantime, seated to my immediate left, here he is, everybody. I have much to be thankful for. And right at the top of the list is getting to kibitz about football and the game of life with this guy as often as I get to.
Right.
One of the best around. And, I mean, I was going to say fashionable guys around, but then he's got this scarf thing on.
You ever looked at yourself in the mirror?
Yeah, but it's weird. I have looked at myself in the mirror.
I just ask him.
See, now that's what they call throwing shade.
No, I ain't throwing shade.
It's Ike Taylor, everybody.
You finally get the introduction.
All right, I introduced you. I have things to promote. Enough. We don't have time for the whole thing, Ike, because we only have 5 minutes, and then Maurice Jones-Drew and Colleen Wolf are going to be here.
6 minutes on the intro.
Well, I did. Well, you know what? I did what I did, and let's not live life in the
rearview
mirror.
We give the viewers what they're looking for, man.
What they're looking for? I mean, I assume they want to hear what my insights are.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, let's talk. What do you want to talk about, Ike? I wish you in advance of Thanksgiving a happy one.
Likewise.
Your mom has already begun prepping a Cajun style Thanksgiving,
correct?
Eh?
Correct. So mom is doing in New Orleans. I asked her to do dirty rice, fried turkey. Of course, I don't eat meat, but I'm going to go ahead and do the fried turkey.
Right.
The lobster casserole. The green bean casserole, the macaroni and cheese casserole, the cornbread that's super sweet. You got to go to the dentist the next day because she put a lot of sugar in there. Mm. All that good stuff going on. Pecan pie, sweet potato pie. Of course, I love my vanilla, just straight vanilla cakes. I'm going for all that. So, yeah, I can't wait to get to North Carolina to see my mom.
Well, enjoy it. I'm sure it'll be a great time. I'm sad that I'm not going to be in Pittsburgh, PA. Mo Damashek whipping up her annual feast. I can't get out there with my sisters and all the
are you cooking?
Nieces and nephews, everything. Am I cooking? No.
Yes.
No.
You're eating.
I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat a lot, and we ate a lot at Pie Off. It's already in the books. It's been recorded to history, so go listen to that.
Gotcha.
Sorry to have missed you, Ike. You should be even sorrier because I dare say it was the most delicious Pie Off ever, and certainly the most it was the most dramatic, right? Is that fair to say? Anyway, let's talk about a little bit of football for 2 minutes here, and then we'll move on to Maurice and the Wolf.
Right.
I know, again, I took too much time.
I get it.
Ike, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to talk about the rise of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Do you want to talk about what's going on at the top of the NFC? Because it's more the AFC is top-heavy. It's the Patriots, it's the Steelers, it's the Jags. And then there seem to be more titanic teams. Okay. Who do you like there? The Eagles, the Saints with that big rally?
The Carolina Panthers.
Greg Olsen coming back? How about that team?
I think they're sleeping on them. People are definitely sleeping on them. It's a team that they're sleeping on too in the AFC, but I'm not going to get too in-depth, and you've been calling it for the past 3 weeks, and that's the L.A. Chargers. Watch out for the L.A. Chargers.
Last 3 weeks? I've been saying it since August. They're going to come back and win that division. They win in Big D.
My bad. August. You've been saying that for the longest. But I'm going to go ahead and stay in the NFC, man. I'm liking the Carolina Panthers. I think Cam is getting back to Cam, his old self. I think the coaching staff really understands that in order for us to win games, Cam have to run the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's right.
But Cam, please protect yourself when you're running the ball, and I think he's doing a good job. We're not talking about their defense, the Carolina Panthers defense. The Carolina Panthers have the number one defense. Since of last Sunday, they had the number one defense. Time will tell with the stats and what's going on for this week. But, man, they quietly just going under the radar. They get rid of Calvin Benjamin. Everybody flip out like, you know what, why y'all getting rid of one of y'all number one receivers? But then we forgot that they went to the Super Bowl without Calvin Benjamin, with Ted Ginn and company. Funches was just a baby. Jericho Cotchery, he was working the slot. So now you still have young guys at the wide receiver position. Funches is really stepping up in his role. He's becoming a number
one. It took
him
a couple of years. He didn't just immediately emerge as a star, but yes.
Becoming a number one receiver. Between Stewart and McCaffrey, they're finally learning how to use them too. I'm looking at them too. They might be the third best duo running backs, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah, maybe. But I do go back to what you said a minute ago. I just feel like, you know, for all the hype around Christian McCaffrey, from the minute they drafted him, it was announced, well, finally now the Panthers will be able to tell Cam Newton, don't run the ball. We have somebody to do that for you. Listen, they tried it. They tried it.
You're right. They tried it, and it didn't work.
Cam must be, you know, listen, if he gets hurt, he gets hurt. But that's the chance that you have to make a deep playoff run, is letting Cam do what no other quarterback, and that's not hyperbole, there's no quarterback in the NFL that can do the things that Cam Newton can do. You have to let him do it.
Not at all. I mean, if you just look at his mechanics, Cam mechanics, throwing the ball is horrible. But he's the only guy with that kind of talent who can stand flat-footed and throw a beeline ball to anybody he wants to. Only Cam can do that. Only Cam can run for 60, 70 yards. Only Cam can run over defenders. Only Cam is bigger than most defensive linemen / linebacker / corner / – it's only a few guys on defense who's bigger than Cam. And they're usually your two interior guys.
Because
your two outside linebackers, them guys ain't number 250, maybe 245. And, you know, Cam is 260. I know he's listed at 245, but around the fall time, November, December, you know, you add about 10 more pounds, so he like 260 legit. But Cam is just a double threat, man. A man can pass. He can extend plays. I'm sorry, triple threat. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. Like, this guy, he's really feeling himself. And I said all the time, like, the game in the NFL is fun when Cam is having fun. He's fun to watch.
Don't listen to the curmudgeons. And the same thing goes for all the serious football men out there. Listen, Baker Mayfield did what he did. The world didn't end. We're still sitting here.
He's fun. Baker Mayfield.
I know he's your guy.
I love Baker Mayfield. He got a little Manziel in him, though. He do have a little Manziel in him. But, heck, are we talking about what he does?
You know who else does? Philip Rivers has some of that sass, too. He wouldn't grab his crotch, but he still.
On the football field, there's no other quarterback in college football playing better than Baker Mayfield.
I still don't know which guy I would take out of that whole group, but I believe your track record for calling who's going to elevate best to the NFL. You're on a 3-year roll yourself there. All right, Ike, go eat some rolls, some pie, some stuffing, some lobster. Who eats lobster at Thanksgiving?
Casserole.
Fancy pantses do. That's who. Ike Taylor and his scarf.
That dry turkey?
Can you imagine Ike Taylor rolling into Raleigh, North Carolina in his scarf and his lobster? What? Who's Mr. Fan? Look at the look he's giving me right now.
All I got to do is put my pinky up. I'm going to Austin Power your butt.
What is that?
You really don't want none of me, Shaq. You really don't want none of me.
You think if it ever came to it, you would win? You think if it came to fisticuffs, you would take me?
Shaq, I would smash your head into the ground. I would try to – I would, Sheck, I would try to kick your head so deep into the ground.
You played pro football. I'm a potbelly Jew. I would hope you could do that.
No, ain't no.
I would hope it's better. I would hope it's not worth your time.
I would try my best to rearrange your furniture. I don't even want you to look.
That's all I have, Ike. All I have are these rugged good looks. Don't take that away from me. All right. Have a great time in North Carolina.
You too.
We'll see you on the other side, and we'll keep on kibitzing about the game of football and the game of life. The great Ike Taylor, everybody. Maurice and Colleen coming up.
Thanksgiving.
Dave. All right, we're still in Studio 66, but 24 is gone and 32 is here. And look who he brought with him. It's the Wolf.
Hey!
Colleen Wolf. And she's
What's
wearing
up?
A police t-shirt. I don't mean a like a police department one. No,
right.
The band. The hip band. Da-do-do-do. Da-da-da-da. Dilly 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 is all I want to say to you.
Oh,
how are you?
Happy I'm great.
Is that where
yes.
they got dilly dilly from?
Is it?
No, I don't know.
Does not use the word. Does not invoke dilly dilly. Oh. No, that's Ben Roethlisberger. How are you, the Wolf?
I'm great. I'm so excited for Thanksgiving.
I imagine you are. How? I mean,
are
why wouldn't cooking? A Philadelphia
what?
Fan?
Are you cooking?
No, I'm eating. That's all. I mean, I wake up every day excited that there's a new day of eating in front of me.
Wait a minute. What are the plans? You're a football media power player now.
Yeah.
I assume you have someone coming in to cater a feast for you.
I'm going to my parents' house.
Oh, you're
going
to be in Philly?
Yeah.
Where are they playing? Is it a game? Where's the game?
I'm flying on Wednesday. So I can be home, like, with the fam.
Kamish Goodell charters her a jet, where
right.
whatever, at her whim.
I've asked for a helicopter.
That's the least you could ask for, right? is John going?
He actually has to stay here. He's got to work. So,
for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So we're bicoastal on Thanksgiving.
Has to work? It's NBA season. It's November. Nothing
yeah.
important happens until February
well,
or March
tell
at
that
the
to
earliest.
John.
All right. Poor guy.
Hey, you got to work.
Now let's say hello to the other guy I just mentioned here. Not that the Wolf is a guy, but here he is, everybody. Number 21. I mean 32 from the Jacksonville Jaguars. 21 from the UCLA Bruins. That's what it is. It's Maurice Jones-Drew, everybody.
Yes.
Hit it.
Straight out of Oakland. That's where he's born and grown. Drafted by the Jaguar. Addicted to the end zone.
Addicted to the end zone is my favorite part. Do we want to hear a little bit of the Wolf? Did we hear
just the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's all we need. It goes up.
One more time. One more time.
That's it.
Matter of fact, every time the Wolf makes a good point, I want to hear the howl.
Yes.
No question.
So have
great.
Your finger at the ready for the one time that happens in the
hey.
Half hour. See, I zinged
hey.
You there. Speaking of getting zinged, Ike Taylor, I don't know if you heard it there, but he just said that he could beat me up in a fight. What do you think?
I thought the last time we talked, he said he could make you cry.
Yeah, I know. Well, he could emotionally hurt me, but now he says he physically, if it ever came to it, he would rearrange my face.
Is that what he said?
I mean,
more or less, that's what he. I mean, he said that would be his.
He's never fought before, though. So
oh, that's right.
You don't know. That's the say. Thank
but
you,
it doesn't
Maurice.
Matter. It doesn't matter if you
don't
if
know.
Never, if you've never put your hands on anyone, then mm-hmm. you don't know.
That's right. That's
bad for you, though, because you don't know what it takes to like once you get hit. Like it's just like football. So I coach youth football, and we had a bunch of kids on our team this year, first year football players, and it's tackle, and you know they look really good in flag football, but when we first started. They weren't used to contact, so they were like, I don't know if I want to go in there. And as we got them conditioned for it, they started to play better.
We need to condition Shaq.
You just need to get hit in the face a couple times.
All right, well, listen, first of all, let me say this. I am used to contact.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, also, but the other thing is, too, like I like where you started out there, Maurice, which is you don't know. I'm a wild card. For all Ike knows, he might start messing with me, mm-hmm. and then he winds up, like might wake up like 9 minutes later, like, what happened? Doing that finger thing, like doing that thing.
You want me to tell you what to do so you don't ever have to fight anybody? You want to know the funniest thing you can do? You just have to stand up like you've seen the Karate Kid, right? You stand up and you
I think I've seen it once or twice.
No one will ever mess with you. I promise you. That's like the universal
break out
thing.
The
like,
crane.
Yes.
Once you do it, they're like, whoa, hey, my bad, bro. Like I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's you don't great. Have to ever know how to fight, but people won't fight you if you do that.
I would love to see this.
In a real fight.
If anybody would ever get in, just do this. Like, oh, you want something? Just step back
what?
And do that.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, listen, we saw what happened to Johnny and the rest of Cobra Kai when he did that. They were stunned.
That's
stunned.
True.
And people still remember that. And so
I don't want to go down the rabbit hole of Karate Kid analysis. I uh-huh. do plenty of that with Carolla on his show. But about 198 times at least we've pored over the Karate Kid trilogy. But the thing that's unfair for – I feel bad for Johnny in that because in the tournament, in the All-Valley tournament, he hits Danielson and the ref keeps stepping in like, no, that's illegal contact. You can't do that to him. Then Danielson in the pivotal, you know, like when it's about to be won, he does the crane thing and he kicks him in the face and they're like, yeah, full point. Like Johnny
like,
like what happened here, right? Yeah. Tom Brady, it's like the Tom Brady rules. Did you see Khalil Mack fall into Tom Brady and they give him a 15-yard penalty? Like,
yep.
I didn't do anything wrong. Certain guys get the breaks and Danielson's one of them.
I only know the Karate Kid from with my man from Rush Hour and then Will Smith's son. That's the only Karate Kid I know.
Oh.
Really?
That hurts
that's
me.
That's the best one.
Come on.
I saw that one late one night. Yeah.
It's the best one. It's the best one. He did a great job. Little, what's his name? What's Will Smith's son's name?
Doesn't matter.
I can't.
Shame on you for acknowledging. Jayden.
Oh, Jayden. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jayden sounds more like a karate name anyways. Like, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's a terrible.
Check. Before we go on, I have to do this. So I was in Minneapolis for the Rams game.
Uh-huh.
And on Saturday, I went to a sports bar called City Works. Shout out to them. Great people. You know, treated us well. I was there with our flight attendants who fly the Rams there and a bunch of our broadcast team. We're having a great time. And this guy taps me on the shoulder. Now, you know, I don't like other men touching me. But the tap was so nice. And he was just like, hey, man, like,
okay.
You know, he was like, I know that I've heard your voice before. And I was like, oh, what are you talking about? You heard my voice. He listens to the podcast. And I'd like to give a shout out to Ken Kustra and Isaac and Noah. Isaac, I want to say, is 6 and Noah's 3.
Kustra!
They were at the bar with you?
Well, no, just the dad was. No. But yeah, but it was a family bar, though. But anyways, he's a Canadian Wisconsin, or they are.
Ah.
He's Canadian. His wife is Wisconsin. And he's a Packers fan, but he was undercover, you know, looking at the Vikings for the Packers.
Mm.
It was pretty awesome. We sat down and had a good conversation.
That's awesome.
To meet people that listen to the podcast is great.
Hey, Maurice, the Czech Republic knows no borders thanks to the likes of The Wolf, you, Ike, and everybody else.
You got to say Handsome Hank. Handsome Hank took you overseas.
That's true.
That is true, yeah. Across the seven seas.
He's a legend over there.
It really is weird that Handsome is such a large
guest. Has he been on the show lately or no?
No, he's been traveling around, but he is going to join us in just a few minutes.
Ooh.
Hey, about, you know what, with the Packers here for Kustra, for the Kustra clan, let's talk about this real quick here. I feel like that there are certain teams, as a for instance, when Tom Brady got hit in the knee, it occurred to me that I bet you could put Brian Hoyer in there and with Belichick and the surrounding roster, I bet you they could at least get to the AFC Championship.
No, not at all.
Really?
You don't think so?
The reason that year worked for them was because, remember, they had Randy Moss, they had Wes Welker, they had Stallworth, they had a really good defense at the time. And even though their defense is playing better, they're playing better because they're playing with a lead. And so now they, you know, that's why if you ever watch them, they try to get the ball first, let Tom go down and score, then their defense can settle in a little bit. I think this year is a little bit different because you don't have those guys. Even though you have Rob Gronkowski, you have Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
We've seen Brian Hoyer mess some things up.
You can't do it with that defense that they have right now. You can't take Tom out of it.
Well, by the way, people keep talking about that defense.
Well, it's been good over the last 6
shutting
games.
Everybody down for quite a while.
But it's easy when playing with a lead. It's easy to play defense with a lead. If you're going back and forth, it's hard to do that, especially in situations where teams like the Houston Texans, and I know it was week 2, they were scoring at will. And Deshaun Watson was playing at a very high level.
Yeah.
Either way, though, I hear you on that. But what I wanted to ask about is, do you feel as though, forget the emperor for now, I feel like Ted Thompson and Mike McCarthy suddenly have no clothes on them, right? I mean, take away Aaron Rodgers, they are nude all of a sudden. They are exposed. They have that roster can't win. I mean, isn't competitive?
No.
They can't score points against the Ravens?
It's really bad.
It shows you how important Aaron Rodgers really is.
It's crazy.
Like, he can win because he can make every throw. And those. And then the other thing is confidence, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So early on, guys didn't really know Brett Hundley. They didn't know how he was going to perform, so they were still confident. But and it's hard to say this, he just hasn't performed well. And so when your quarterback's not performing, when you're in a pass-happy offense, you've lost all your running backs.
Yeah, right? Exactly. They
Ty
just keep
Montgomery's
going through
gone. Aaron
backs.
Jones is done, or I don't know if he's done, but he's out. Mm-hmm. And then you have Jamal Williams. You have one guy. Like, it's just they have to, you know, do different
things. Well, it is interesting, and we talk about the Jenga theory here, and we saw with Earl Thomas out, that Seahawks defense imploded last year. We see when Jordy Nelson was out 2 years ago, that Packers offense struggled mightily without him. Aaron Rodgers, even more than Tom Brady, I think we can say. My point with Brian Hoyer is I think you take Aaron Rodgers – well, now we see. You take Aaron Rodgers out of that, that just is a nothing team.
Bucky Brooks, he's on Twitter, and I hope you guys follow him. And he does some of the greatest things on Twitter. He talks about teams not having a viable backup quarterback, right? A quarterback that can come in and win. They just get these guys just to be back there, just to be guys, you know? And they always say, like, I always thought, like, backups were insurance, especially at the quarterback position. You have to have a guy in insurance. Insurance is expensive. Right? But just in case something happens. Well, look, things are starting to happen now this year. We're seeing quarterbacks fall down. Tom Savage and Geico, right? It ain't a Farmers or Allstate or all.
None of that.
None of, and a lot of these backups aren't. And so in these situations, these guys are getting hurt, and then you're having to go to this, you know, janky insurance that you have, and then guess what? Your season's over. And
give me a guy who at least throws the defense off. If you have to throw the changeup. The guy who I'm thinking of is named Kaepernick. If you throw that in, now what? How do we prepare for this?
Yeah, what if Tom Brady
completely
goes down?
Different.
Like,
at one point, they didn't have a quarterback
no.
when Tom went down. But let me say
that's
this,
just
though.
Cocky.
I give credit to Bruce Arians because he won games with Drew Stanton. I get it was the Niners, but they still won a game.
Absolutely
it's
right.
Crazy.
Yeah.
And then they took the Seahawks down to the wire with Drew Stanton. Just think about that. So, I mean, that's a guy that we didn't ever necessarily think Drew Stanton was going to be that good, but he's literally coached him to the point where he can win games if things were to happen. So,
and well, then they have Blaine Gabbert, too.
Blaine is out there slinging that thing.
Yep, yeah. I think that's right. I think we've learned he is the personification. In the right system, a lot of quarterbacks will look very different, if you just shake things up for him a little bit. Meantime, they're Denver Broncos, and none of those guys are good in any way.
They just fired the OC.
I think Elway deserves a lot more scorn than what he's getting for what he's done. Wasting that defense.
How do you do that? How do you do that?
They have to be so frustrated.
He's for a quarterback, for this legendary quarterback, he's kind of wasted.
I don't even want to go through the draft. If you go through some draft picks that he had, the top three of the last couple of years.
Really bad.
You let him off the hook because not
John
just because
Elway.
He's John Elway, but no, also, I mean, this is a year and a half ago they won the Super Bowl, so it's a little
but
bit less.
But because of offense.
I know.
That's crazy thing.
Yeah. That's exactly right. So it's in spite of what he put into that offense, and now if Paxton Lynch, I think the salvation could be Paxton Lynch, but if he shows himself to be a bust, you've just wasted perhaps the second half of this decade's best defense. All right, you know what? We talk about the Packers, and they're not going to win the NFC North, but two teams who are fighting it out neck and neck, believe it or not, the Detroit Lions with a victory have a chance of stealing this North for all the stuff with the Vikings. Let's start it here with a special three-game Turkey Day pick fest here. Let's get into it, and let's start with that one, probably the biggest of the day, the Wolf. Who you got? Vikings, Lions, choose.
I got the Vikings. I don't know what it is. I really love this Vikings team. And I think that they're going to be able to do it by running the ball. I mean, I know Case Keenum is doing a great job, but Latavius Murray, he's coming off a big game, and you can run on the Lions, and I think that's what's going to happen this week. Plus, that defense is balling.
Yeah, I saw that in person. Mm-hmm. And I thought the Rams played well against them, but that defense is the truth.
Yeah. Mm.
But you know what's funny? Detroit always beats the Vikings. They always have a chance.
Feels like they always win on Thanksgiving.
Hey, they've already beaten them once, and they did it in Minnesota. So if they can take care of the home game, like I say, here's what Vikings do after this one. They go at Atlanta and at Carolina.
Wow.
The Vikes feel-good story could end but before Christmas gets here.
With the Lions.
Oh,
interesting. Very interesting. You know what?
Blue.
I'm going to take the Lions, too.
All right.
I like the way Matt Stafford's throwing that football.
I'm ready to be the only one right.
Next up, here we
You're
go. The Chargers,
that's right.
The Cowboys in Big D. Yes. I told you the Big D ain't getting a double-digit wins this year, and it would seem that I am going to be correct on that one. The Chargers not at 500 yet, but still a chance to steal the AFC West. How say you, Maurice?
I got to go with the Chargers. I said this once Zeke's suspension went through. The Cowboys aren't the same team. And it's, people say it's Tyron Smith. Even with him there, they still can't run the ball for some reason. And they can't do play action pass, and that's where Dak is at his best. They haven't done that. Zeke is the issue. He's not there. I see them losing the rest of their games.
You're right about the play action. That's what Zeke gives you that Alfred Morris does not.
Yeah.
No. And I think Tyron Smith, he said that he's expecting to play this week, which that's great for them.
Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa at 50%.
That's the thing. Like, he's not going to be 100% out there. And you have this pass rushing duo that's amazing right now. And plus, Sean Lee, he's still out. I think they had a scare with Anthony Hitchens. They thought maybe they would lose him. But I don't think – he's out. I think he's going to be expected to play. So they'll probably be able to run the ball a little bit, the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers in this one.
It pains me that the Chargers have lost the games that they've lost, but they're still in contention.
Yeah.
And I'm not jumping off yet. My preseason prediction for the AFC West, the Chargers, I'm hanging my hat on it for another week
here.
They get it done.
Chiefs, and I'm a little upset about the way they're playing.
They beat Dallas this week. They still have a head-to-head with the Chiefs. They can still get this division.
Can we just real quick. Is Jason Garrett safe in Dallas?
I always feel like he's safe. I don't know why.
I'm just asking. Because
well, these injuries
like,
give him
an
excuse.
The suspension.
But he's been there forever.
I agree.
I think that if Ezekiel Elliott was not suspended and they were playing this poorly, then he'd be in trouble.
Do you like the roller coaster? That's the question. Because we talk about teams week to week going up and down. The Cowboys' seasons go up and down.
Yeah.
1 year they go 13-3, the next they are irrelevant. Next year, I guess, means spike up, so you keep Jason Garrett for that one. Let's bring it on home with two of the Cowboys' NFC East foes, not the Eagles, the first-place team that seems destined to be participating and perhaps even in Philadelphia come January. It's the Giants. It's the Skins. The Wolf chews.
I cannot trust the Giants even after
Let's
that
be quick
win
on
last
this
week.
One.
I know.
Let's
I'm taking the Redskins.
This is when everybody's
had one of his
pie.
Best games.
I'm gonna go with the Skins. I like Kurt.
The other two games are better, especially the Chargers are wearing their cool throwback
uniforms.
How
did this get the last game? Like, how do you not move that?
It seemed good. What are you gonna do?
I'm moving that. Like, you know what?
Thursday. You can't move.
We're gonna flex this Thursday to a Sunday and bring one of those other teams in here and get it working.
What game would you bring to Thanksgiving?
How about Rams Saints?
That would be so good as the nightcap.
Oh yeah, in LA. Oh, it'd be
crazy. Oh, can you make some calls?
Can we make that
happen? It's too late now. It's too late. Can't do nothing now.
I don't know if you have the juice to do that.
I got
the Wolf. You do.
Maybe.
No, well, you know, I'm working on the juice. I'm mixing it in there in the juicer.
Oh, I thought that you were talking about, you know. Anyway, all right. So that's it for our quick little Turkey Day preview. Mm-hmm. Hey, go eat some pie and stuffing and some pie. All right, now we'll continue on there. We gave you our little quick picks on that one. Now, what do you think, MVP? You want to get to the picks proper here? It's time for the Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Uh-oh.
Red Challenge Flag Picks.
Hey.
All right, the Wolf, you did it there. Dilly dilly.
Watch
dilly
out.
Dilly.
We're on air.
Ah.
Hey, I don't care. I play by my own rules. I'm Eddie Spaghetti. You want to talk bad about Staten Island? I'm going to talk bad about
Staten Island?
Huh?
Have you ever been to Staten Island?
I have been.
What is it, like the suburb of Manhattan? That's what it is?
I guess so. I don't know. It was like a really
It stinks, huh?
It was a really long time ago, and it was late at night. I don't know.
Does it stink?
I can't remember anything, but I definitely can't remember that.
Let me tell you something. Spaghetti got upset with somebody. Who was it? Oh, it was the guy from Saturday Night Live, Pete Davidson.
Oh, no.
I guess
He's a funny dude.
He is funny, but he disparaged Staten Island and Spaghetti. Spaghetti was not happy about it.
He went on Twitter to talk about his feelings.
Oh, no.
MVP, be a deer and dig up that tweet so we can read it. I think it's funny to read. You know what? You know how Kimmel does angry tweets?
Yeah.
I think our turn on it should be MVP reading it, reading all the angry tweets, because it will soften them considerably.
Yes.
No question.
That's great.
Meantime, MVP, doing double duty while you're looking that one up. It's time to dig into the Red Challenge Flag Picks. This week with the TV Guide Edition descriptions, you focused on family movies, eh?
I did.
Appropriate.
Yeah, for Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, MVP.
Oh, thank you to you guys as well.
It's the great music.
This is yeah.
Great.
Thank you.
MVP stuck in dreary old Los Angeles.
I'll bring you back Wawa.
You know what you should
you.
Do?
Yeah.
Come here on Thursday. They have the best spread ever.
I've really? Heard that.
The best spread from what I've seen and heard. I haven't tried it, but I heard it's
Maurice, you're going to the East Bay?
I'm going home, yeah.
Ah, nice.
I'm going home tonight.
This is an appropriate time to bring it up. Pie off six coming at you on Wednesday. Make sure you drink it all in. Great stuff. Oh, I already mentioned it with Ike, but either way, Maurice, you were a no-show.
Yeah, it was on the day I'm not here.
I know, but for 3 years running now, maybe four.
I wanted to bring my grandmother.
You said your grandmother, you're flying her in to make her pie in Los Angeles and deliver it hot.
Exactly. And guess what happened?
What happened?
I found out 3 days before it's supposed to happen, and she was in Atlanta, so it was nothing I can do. We were stuck.
Shoot.
What do you want me to do?
I don't know.
I missed it. I was bummed.
You also weren't here.
I know. I was flying. I was on a
flying.
Plane. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to tell us beforehand. Hey.
I would have much rather a pie than fly.
You know who did? You know what? He just walked in the door, so I see him coming through. Mark Brady is there.
Oh.
He assigned his wife to make a pie.
Ooh,
and she said, I'm very busy with the children and my own life.
Well, he doesn't care.
And he said, no. Listen, I excuses are for losers. We need a pie.
Yeah. What kind of pie?
It was a good chocolate one. It was really
Ooh.
Was a good.
There's
a,
no leftovers anyway.
It was rich. It was creamy. It was very nice. Listen, that's just.
Mark, I hope she dropped a little bit of sweat in there because that's a little bit of love that you need in the pie.
A little bit of love.
It's a little bit of love that makes it all right.
Boy, it was. They really were some delicious pies this year. I mean, we've really built something special here.
Yeah.
I must be there next year. Duping
our coworkers into bringing in delicious, delicious pies just so that we can eat them. And they compete.
It's the best scam going. Competition
breeds greatness.
Stupidest thing in the world. All right, listen to it because it's good fun. All right, MVP. To the family movie descriptions, let's start it off with the Chicago Bears and the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. So we have an airing of Finding Tori. When he finds out that his contractual brother Tori has run away, sweet but naive Carson drops everything to track him down, not realizing how this emotional decision negatively impacts the NFL game in which he's currently participating. Feeling like a fish out of water, Trubisky learns that it's okay to ask for help sometimes, especially when you're flailing around trying to flee from a flock of man-sized predatory birds.
This is America's team. If this were an annual award, by the way, isn't that a good idea? Let's do that. An annual award. America, you just don't get to be America's team forever.
Yes.
Let's vote on it every year.
I'm all for that.
Maybe around Thanksgiving because we now have enough information.
No, you have to do it around Christmas.
No, too late because then everybody knows who the number one seeds are and then you can
mean
be
it's
a front runner.
That doesn't mean it's America's team if there's the number one seed.
Americans sometimes
will be
front. We
always love the underdog story.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
We're not going to be like the Patriots.
Yeah, because that's going to be every year until Tom retires.
Listen, I think if you actually put
and
it
Bill at the same time,
if you actually put it to a vote around Christmas time, you know who 90% would vote for? The Pittsburgh Steelers, because everybody wants to see the Patriots vanquished.
Can I throw this at you now?
That's what people want to see. Is they want to see the Patriots vanquished.
We talked earlier, and I told him if the Jags played in the AFC North, we'd go undefeated.
What an absurd statement!
Just how it happens. I mean, look at the.
I'm
not even a stat guy. Look at the numbers. We blow them out.
What a ridiculous!
And then they send their assassin AJ Green to take out our best corner.
Oh,
like it's unbelievable. The North, North against everyone. It's unbelievable.
Our division assassin. And by the way, if takes out our guy. Do you really think if the AFC North had an assassin, it would be anyone other than Vontaze Burfict?
It'd be AJ.
That's a great point.
Well, he tried to jump in too, but it was too late. I already sent the number one guy at us.
Mm-hmm. All right.
By the way, the Eagles.
Yeah.
By the way, you did pick the Chiefs to beat the.
I did.
To beat the Patriots to start the season. So there is some merit in what Maurice Jones-Drew has to say. But to the here and now, the Wolf, they are your Eagles. They are the number one seed right here and now
over everything.
The NFC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the best team in football by record. Bears, Eagles. Choose.
Not even difficult, this one. The Eagles.
I don't know why Maurice threw a flag at me, but explain yourself. What are you feeling? Tell me where your heart is right now.
The only thing I'm worried about is the kicker. I don't know.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He got a concussion. Jake Elliott.
Fantasy team. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so they had a linebacker out there kicking, and but you know what? They went for every 2-point conversion, and look, we know that they can do that pretty good. Yeah, so they ran the ball great. No rusher had over 100 yards, but everybody was involved.
You know, legit question, Maurice. Why is Jason Peters' absence not hurting them more, at least to this point?
Well, they always want to run the ball. Right. And so they've been wanting to run the ball for a long time. Now, finally, they have a reason to run the ball, because with Jason Peters, you didn't have to. You could throw the ball.
Yeah.
You knew that's how it was going to be protected. But now you have a backup in. And sometimes when you lose your starting left tackle, you have to run the ball. And so that's what they're doing. And then Carson Wentz is doing a great job of look how he just stands in the pocket. They're sliding protection. They're helping the guy with chips. But also he'll use his legs and run as well. And this is a team. I tell you this all the time, Sheck. You know, it was a thing on I was watching the other day. It was the Peter Pan story with Robin Williams. Mm-hmm. Remember, and he was like the older guy, and the kids were like, you gotta believe you can fly, and you gotta use your imagination. That's what they're doing here. They believe, and belief is strong.
Did you dream that you told me about that? Because I don't remember having a conversation about Peter Pan, and I think I would remember Maurice Jones.
No, I was telling you about belief. Like,
oh, I see.
The confidence, what it does to you.
It's really weird watching this team. Like, John and I were watching the other night, and we were both like, the Eagles, they're good? Are they good?
That's what I want to know. Are you believing it?
Because you know what? I've been hurt so many times. I'm broken. I just don't know if I can trust yet. And I keep watching and
Lions fans, Vikings fans,
it's scary.
Rams
I'm
fans.
No, the Rams are good. We're good to go. I just want to tell you this.
They haven't been
every year is different, and every year is a different relationship. You can't bring last year's issues into this year.
That's true.
You have to start
says the guy who just 2 minutes ago announced that the Jags would win the AFC North for all of time.
Yeah.
They're good year, 1 year.
This year, we're the best this year. What do you want from me?
All right. Well, we'll see in January if they're
AFC
the best.
AFC North. Bum division.
Let me tell you.
Bum division.
It's going to have two teams in the AFC playoffs.
Well,
How bum is it?
It's not because of that. It's because the Ravens have the easiest schedule known to mankind.
Let's take a break from the hardcore pro football talk, shall we? And instead talk about Net 10 Wireless for a moment, if we can. I get a choice of flexible plans and great nationwide coverage on one of America's largest and most dependable networks. And like I said earlier, if you're not a fan of wires, good, because there aren't any wires here. This is Net 10 Wireless. You get it? Less is more when you're talking about wires, and Net 10 Wireless is where it's at. Fall is my favorite time of the year because there's always a game to watch, and thanks to Net 10 Wireless, I always have access to the latest scores and highlights right on my smartphone. And there's never been a better time to switch to Net 10 Wireless. Again, wires, less. But when you don't have them, it's more. It's weird. It's one of those paradoxes in life. Because for a limited time, you can get a double data for life on unlimited plans starting now as low as $35. You can pick the phone and plan that fits your needs. Now, with the added lifetime value of double data, no contracts or hidden fees, visit net10wireless.com. to reference the terms and restrictions of service and get more information on double data for life today. It's a game changer. Let me spell it out for you. NET10, not TEN, you understand. NET10 wireless. If you don't know how to spell wireless, I don't know what to tell you. Crack a book, why don't you? I'm not here to take care of all your whims and needs. When you need your mom, call her at home. Why don't you? It's the holiday season after all. Net10 wireless. .com. All right. Well, listen, I don't even know how to respond to nonsense. So let's move on to the next game then. It's the Buffalo Bills. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Wait a minute. Before we get to that, late break.
Is this the pie off?
No, you missed the pie off.
What?
What is this? What kind of pie is this?
This isn't the pie off. I thought I was
what kind of pie off?
My goodness.
I missed.
I baked it myself.
You did not.
What do you mean?
I absolutely baked that.
I baked it myself last night because I was told today was the pie off.
Excellent. What kind of pie is it?
It's apple.
Oh, this is great.
It's a straight up apple.
Really?
Oh. Well, you know, I don't like apple pie. You know, that's not my thing. Now I'm not excited.
I'm not about you,
I'm
Dave.
I'm taking a piece.
I want you to go back and cut out my excitement for Handsome Hank's
plate.
Yeah. Well, they can eat their pie. Yep.
No, you have, Maurice, I kind of mostly made it for you because it's vegan apple pie.
Thank you.
It's vegan?
It is vegan.
I had to make it because I knew, it's got apples in.
Well, what's no interesting
or animal products.
Oh, I hope right there's there. No cheese in there.
Handsome. Handsome.
Apple pie. They're all vegan.
We did, Handsome Hank. We completed the pie off a couple of days ago.
So I'm late.
We haven't.
Yeah.
But
the
world has yet to hear it's good.
I'm definitely
Handsome makes
oh
delicious.
Oh, my God.
He won
is
the
it,
first
is
one.
Is it really good?
Oh, my God.
Really? That good?
Oh, my God.
He's
oh
not a vegan God. Anymore.
See?
Reese.
No.
This isn't vegan. This is vegan.
Oh, it is.
It's vegan.
It's all vegan.
Straight vegan.
Handsome Hank.
Hi, sorry, so I'm not on
like
time.
No, you weren't at the pie off earlier this week or last week because you were in Mexico City that, for the Patriots
right.
and Raiders game.
Ooh, that
but,
was so much fun.
But there's a lot of drama around Handsome Hank. He's one of the many storylines that will fascinate and intrigue you.
Right.
Make sure you tune in for that. Handsome, how was it in Mexico
City? It was
City?
Wonderful. It was amazing.
People, I mean, Tony Romo and Jim Nance spoke of it as
this
though
pie is so
it
good.
Was as good as a Super Bowl. And when and the video that they shared with the fans out and about in Mexico City experiencing football seemed to support that. It was great, huh?
It was cool. It was pretty cool. I
what mean, do you like, think of Belichick,
the atmosphere
what he said?
Is incredible. You know what?
What a creep.
What a creep. What? Like, first of all,
like
that's
Daniel
not
Day
I think
Lewis.
He was trying to be funny, which is not something he's known for at all, like in any sense. So, but to be talking about something that was a natural disaster that happened in very recent memory as a kind of, oh, we're lucky we didn't all perish in an earthquake seems to be a little bit,
that's
you know,
very
like,
funny stuff.
Callous, I think, is the right word for that.
Well, I also
Belichick
feel like
being callous. That's
yeah,
weird.
Right.
I also feel like you know, just belly aching about this was bad. This
yeah.
is a lot for us to overcome. We're exhausted as an organization. There were a lot of
that's
things.
What he said.
Oh yeah, went on and on about oh there was so much we had to do to prepare.
Why is he
for
worried?
This.
He's about to retire in 2 years.
Listen,
is that right?
When
Tom retires, you think he's going to get out when the going's still good?
You better.
Yeah.
This is the equivalent.
Otherwise, he might get shown up.
I have a question about that.
Florida.
Can you pass me that pie, Maurice?
It's
Pause
so
it.
Good.
Pass him the pie. The handsome. Congratulations on
that. Would have
nice
won in my
pie.
In my book.
You re-
Thank
you,
you really very
mean
much,
that?
Maurice. And you know what? You know what? That's what counts most to me.
Because I'm allergic to chocolate, so I can't right. even. I can't even chocolate
I can't
pie.
That I woke up and had chocolate ice cream for breakfast.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm
that's
not
such
a
good idea.
Wait a second.
People,
you had chocolate
why
ice cream for breakfast
today? Yeah.
Why is
we
it
we don't have any food in our house. The
eat,
only thing we have is beer and
ice cream.
Cream
at breakfast time. Who
that's
says
a,
that?
That's a heck of a household.
The wolf.
That's a heck of a household.
The wolf ate chocolate ice cream for breakfast?
I did. I
and
did.
That and only that. It wasn't
straight
like that.
Out of
a,
the carton in the kitchen
the
with my bags like ready to go. And I was like, let me just get some of this.
Yeah, let's do it again. Kind do it again. One more time. That was perfect timing.
That's it. That's
kind of home Dave's is Gonzo making for you?
Exactly.
You're the breadwinner. He's got to treat you better than that.
We have literally fallen off the rails.
I wanted to make a good analogy about Bill Belichick belly aching about, I don't know why we have to deal as an organization with spreading the good word about our sport to a fan base, to an expanding fan base around the globe. Why do I just want to focus on football. Hey, I don't know if you heard, but it's this is a for-profit corporation.
Right.
They're trying to spread the word, as I say, across the seven seas. You don't get the bellyache. Oh, I just want to. Well, then go be a high school football coach. Same goes for Daniel Day-Lewis. I like when the actors bellyache about.
Wait a second.
How
do we get here?
I'm telling you why. This
okay,
is a good
sorry,
analogy. Daniel Day-Lewis is one of these people who's like, I just want to focus on the craft of
who is that?
Of who's Daniel Day-Lewis?
I don't know who that is.
He's
I mean, he's an actor. He's not. It's a strange. I want to see where
there
this
will
is going,
be blood.
But...
Did you see There Will Be Blood?
No.
I want to drink your milkshake.
No.
Who's what else has he been? Oh,
the
you
Mohicans?
Definitely saw
Wasn't
Streets he... of New York.
Mm-mm.
Was
really?
He not in the Last of the Mohicans?
Yes, Last of the Mohicans.
Nope.
All right.
Trying to think of other movies Maurice definitely hasn't seen.
This is a fascinating sidebar. Are the movies Maurice hasn't seen? You didn't see Streets really Gangs of New York, not Streets of New York. Anyway, but the analogy is this: Daniel Day-Lewis always thought, I want to focus on the craft of acting.
That dude,
right? That's all I care about is becoming a character and representing his emotions for people. I don't want the trappings of celebrity.
You need,
well, that's what you sign. Right. You're making movies. You gotta. If you're a movie star, you gotta. That's what happens is you become a celebrity. I'm sorry, you don't get to just do. Then do community theater, man. That's what do you want me to tell you?
Go do plays.
That's what I'm saying to Belichick. That's a perfect analogy, handsome.
It's
for all
like
your cynicism,
awesome
I made.
I'm not. Yeah, you got there in the end.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't a great analogy, but it was fine.
Eagles, Bears.
Eagles, please.
Handsome.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't difficult.
Are you picking to be a traitor, or are you going to embrace the American holiday of Thanksgiving?
I'm actually, this time I'm embracing it.
Is that true?
Yep. You never do Thanksgiving? Oh, because they
I'm not from
you.
Here. We're
they
not. Well, like, I didn't have anything to
do. So you don't partake? What do you do?
But now I'm going to.
He doesn't celebrate July 4th. No, he works.
Definitely don't. July 4th, really? I double down. I like to do a full shift, two shifts.
So you're still mad.
Come in at 6, leave at 10.
You're still mad about that, huh?
Yep.
I respect it.
He's embarrassed.
So what do you normally
he's red
do
in the face.
On Thanksgiving.
About it.
Well, I've always worked here on Thanksgiving, so that's not
American,
so bad.
Right?
But this time I'm going to go. My kids are. I have 2 American kids, 1 English kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
The house is divided then.
Yeah, the house is divided. Yeah.
And they make the oldest they make him talk in an English accent.
Yeah, at all times.
Does he have an English accent?
That's not right.
Of course.
What about the other two? No.
No, they're Americans. They come. Wow. They came fully packed with the American accent.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Is that for real?
It's awesome.
Damn.
No, is it, do they all have an English accent? No.
His lovely boy. They're lovely children, and he thinks that he believes that I played in the NFL.
Yeah.
No,
he really does.
That's you see, you lie long enough, people start to believe you.
That's right,
you gotta be careful.
Right. Yes,
you lie to children, they'll believe anything.
This generation is lost to me, but the next generation, they're all gonna think I'm one of the two or three greatest football players of all time. All right, MVP, let's get back to it then.
Sorry for interrupting everyone.
Bills, Chiefs, Handsome Hank. Oh no! First of all, you tell us about it, MVP.
All right, so we have an airing of McCoy story. After a rather inanimate showing last week, McCoy and the Bills suddenly come to life as they recognize their future is in grave danger. Kareem Hunt gets left behind and must escape the destructive clutches of an AFC neighbor boy named Lorenzo Alexander. Knowing Andy has a shiny new toy ready to take his place, Alex Smith tries his very best to prove he too deserves love.
So we're not gonna talk about the elephant in the room.
No, we're gonna talk about it on the Bills sideline. How about that?
We're not gonna talk about Nathan Peterman.
Right, who's
MVP's
being Emma, I thought that was amazing.
That was great.
Really, we should be like, Sean McDermott made a horrible decision, and now he has to pay for it because now they're out of the playoffs. And now he's going to try to bring Tyrod back
in
to save his
life. It's like the nightmare before
Christmas. You know what? Yeah. The Bills remind – when you talk about the Buffalo Bills, when you think about them over the last 20 years or so and their relative ineptitude most seasons, you go back to Wade Phillips. And was that 99, I think is what it was, when 99 –
Oh,
they
that's
bench,
number three.
They bench a red-hot Doug Flutie in favor of Rob Johnson.
And then all of a sudden they go –
That was even later in the season as well, wasn't it?
If I remember
didn't the
it correctly,
do it to Kurt Warner?
I think Rob Johnson played one game at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Maybe, and they said, let's just stick with him. Now, there are success stories on either side of this. There are two guys who decided to go with the kid late in the season, and it worked out.
What story? Late in the season.
Well, Kaepernick worked out when the Chiefs.
Yeah, but
when
remember,
the,
he got knocked out,
did.
And Kaepernick was hot. So it would have happened if they would have. Remember, Alex Smith got a concussion. Mm-hmm. Kaepernick came on this run, and they were like, we can't take Kaepernick out.
Well,
the other way around.
Funnily but enough, this game might be the next time. If the Chiefs lose this game against the Bills, that might be the next time a young
Alex
kid
Smith
gets to play at the end
Alex
of the
Smith
season.
Alex Smith maybe in Jacksonville. That
well, on the digital wall of fame alongside Maurice Jones-Drew is Jeff Schwartz, and he's got the inside info from his brother Mitchell Schwartz over there playing O-line for those Chiefs, and he swears up and down that there is no – chance. He says 0% chance that Patrick Mahomes takes over.
I was in Chiefs camp, and I asked Andy Reid, I asked Eric Bieniemy, I asked a couple players, what's the deal? This is off at camera. Like, what's the deal? And they were like, he's not ready. He needs
but that was
3 years.
Camp.
He needs 3 years.
3 years.
Because say, coming from a system.
Schwartz says he just cannot, that he has no ability to read an NFL defense.
Because you have to remember, they're coming from these offenses that are just, and you have to understand, people say, well, what about Deshaun Watson? They changed, remember, Houston changed their offense for Deshaun Watson. They started running more of those spread, read option plays, and they changed, they really simplified a lot of things for him. Andy Reid can't do that. First of all, to call a play in Andy Reid's system is like a paragraph long. And I can throw something out there for you that is probably similar.
Do it now.
Okay, he would come out with flex right, F left, or flex right. Yeah, flex right, F left.
F left, F U.
Right, F left. let's say he says 300 jet spacing Y out. I mean, that's hard to say.
I have long hypothesized that NFL coaches and quarterbacks do that just to show off. That's all just
really
that doesn't mean anything to anybody, right. And no, it's just to throw up.
It's like the signs in baseball. Right. You're just like doing a bunch of stuff.
Well, there's one indicator in the sign that tells you to, you know, I don't watch baseball, but I know that.
Yeah.
But no, but that's literally one play, and then that play may change depending on the coverage that you get. So you may have to check out of that and be like, oh no, we're gonna do this play now. He has to have a lot. He doesn't understand that because in college, what they do now, they just tell everyone, all right, this guy's going to do this, this guy's going to do that, and they're going to tell the quarterback where to throw the ball.
What was the Travis Kelce play call?
Oh, when he did it? Oh, that was a double pass.
How about the hose on Travis Kelce, though? Boy, he can whip it.
I thought he used to be a quarterback. But anyways, I'm going to take the Chiefs because I think they're going to bounce back.
That's not how we
And I don't know what – I don't even know what Sean McDermott's going to do. Like, I watched the interview yesterday, and he literally started – he was like, you know, the kid made some good plays out there. And I was like, well, he threw 9 passes that weren't intercepted.
Right.
That's great.
That was awful.
Phenomenal.
First of all, on a human level, I felt bad for Nate Peterman. And not just because he went to Pitt. I feel bad. Imagine that poor kid. How's he going to come back from this? It's hard to fathom. I get if you're the Bills and you know that Tyrod Taylor is not going to be on your roster next year, which is weird that you wouldn't entertain at least the possibility of Tyrod Taylor, given the state of quarterbacks in 2017. That's weird by itself. But okay, we're not going to re-sign Tyrod Taylor, so we want to get a look at the kid. All right, do it in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
But you're in playoff contention right now. What are you doing? You don't want to
–
if you ain't win that
Chargers,
game against
no
you
of all
the Chargers.
Teams against the Chargers. Like, right. That's going to be a disaster anyway, whoever the quarterback
but
is.
They could have been 6-4 right now.
Let me say this, though. And at the end of the day, they said they benched Tyrod because he didn't give them the best chance to win. Understand. If that's the way you feel about it, that's awesome. But who on this defense is going to get benched? Because they're obviously not giving the best chance to win either. I mean, since they traded Marcell Dareus, this defense in the last 3 games have given up over 130 points. They've given up like 600-700 yards rushing, and they've just been dominated.
I appreciate as a fan, and I know in the short term it would be weird to if you're a Bills fan, and you know, into October once again they were relevant and everything else and getting excited. I would prefer as a fan, not with the Steelers, but you know, I'm a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. They have on occasion announced, like, we're not in contention this year. We're just building for the future. We hope you'll join us for the ride. The Lakers did that a couple of years ago. I'd rather hear that than this nonsense. Like, yeah, this is the best chance to win. Nate Peterman is not giving you a better chance to win in Los Angeles against the Chargers than Tyrod Taylor's. That's an impossible. So don't lie to me.
And if he did, then why pull him in the first half?
That's right.
And
by the way,
finish the game.
One more thing, Maurice, about that. What would you do if it were me? And Sean McDermott came to me and said, hey, kid struggling out there, need you to get your helmet, get in there, Tyrod. My answer would be, what? No, you wanted to see the superstar. You wanted to get a good look at him. Go ahead there, coach. You got 25 more minutes of game time. Why don't you drink it all in? And then come back to your pal TT next week if you want to get another look, right?
Tyrod is a better man than most people because in that situation where you know – it's been publicly saying that they're not going to bring you back.
Yeah, he's right? He's out.
That's been gone. Publicly said. We don't have any more interest in this guy. He's a better man than most people. I think in my situation, I would have went to the quarterback coach and I would have been like, what are we doing here? That'd have been my, if I was Tyrod, like, what are we doing here? What are we trying to do? Let me know so I at least can go forward. Don't play this game like we want to win. And then all of us, so you tell me I don't give us the best chance to win. This happens. And now you want me to go back in and try to save the day. Like that doesn't
legitimately
work.
I would have before the game, I would have said, don't have me travel out to Los Angeles. Give me my dignity. Don't dress me for the game because I'm not going in.
Did that ever happen
I would
in
get
your
in
career,
of,
Maurice? Did anyone ever say, like, when they got demoted from a starting
job? I was in Oakland, and I remember we were playing Kansas City. And this was, like, the first time in my career where, you know, I played, like, garbage kind. And then so after the game, I went to the coach, and I was like, listen, coach, like, you guys got to have more respect for me and what I've done in this league than to put me out here in garbage time because you don't want these other guys to get hurt. Because it's like if I get hurt, I'm going to have a real problem with this. I was like, I've done everything you guys have asked. I've been a mentor. I've done all these things. Don't throw me out there in garbage time. So we had a talk, a nice conversation about it, and he was like, well, you know, we were just trying to figure things out. And I'm like, well, figure them out with the – like, you, I practice all week, and then I don't play. Dude, I'm 30 years old. I don't play all game, and then you put me out there in the fourth quarter, and it's freezing outside. Do you think my muscles are ready to go and ready to work, you know? And so we were playing Denver, and it had that situation to happen again, and he was like, don't worry about it. I get what you're saying. And at that time, I knew I was done. I knew my career in Oakland, at least, was over, and I didn't know I was going to retire at that time until the offseason, but – I was, you know, you can have respect for players in that situation and treat them like human beings.
Yeah. I mean, to for what me Tyrod in, Taylor's done and the way he sort of bridged
and
you
it's
into.
Like, and they benched him last year, too. I mean, he's been through this over and over with
and this organization. And it doesn't work. And so I sit here and laugh because and I know Tyrod. And like I said, Tyrod's a completely different person than most of us. Like, most guys would be like, no, you're crazy. But he understands that in this league, and he said in an article, Black quarterbacks, and people are going to say, oh, you're bringing the race into it. Look at it throughout this league. Joe Flacco still has a job. Blake Bortles is as good as he played for 2 weeks. Last week in Cleveland, almost lost the game for him. Still has a job, right? There's quarterbacks throughout this whole league that still have jobs who've played horrible.
That reminds me, the Wolf. Tyrod Taylor is the quarterback of the Jaguars. Are they your AFC favorite to get to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Handsome.
Favorite, not favorite. But they're a top three team.
That defense?
Well, they're already a top three team.
Listen, Tyrod doesn't turn the ball over. 10 touchdowns, 3 picks. Like, what else do you want from him?
The Steelers in the first half last week did not tell me anything. They didn't have any rhythm whatsoever. It wasn't until the second half of that game.
I didn't ask for you to take pot shots at the black and gold. Don't fist bump that. Why did that come up?
I'm sorry. I went on a little tangent, but I just feel like
no, I love
it. He doesn't get the time and the time and effort that you put into Brock Osweiler.
Right.
Well, I mean, I think
put into Trevor Siemian.
Right,
he doesn't get that time.
This is what we talk about all the time. Of course, the NFL involves human beings, and the idea that you can treat people like that and get and have that work and have people free agents. By the way, Buffalo, talk about reality. Free agents are not excited about moving to upstate New York compared to moving to some other places. So you cannot then on top of it be like, yeah, we're going to treat you like a commodity here. Well, you can't do it.
Let me say this. Look at all the people they let go and traded over last year's team that are excelling on other – Ronald Darby.
Yep.
Comes back off the ankle, is playing well.
Looking good.
Robert
every
Woods.
Snap.
Sammy Watkins are playing better, right? Marcel Darius is down in Jacksonville going crazy. Like, you just can't keep getting rid of people and not
Reggie
bringing
Ragland's
people back.
Reggie Ragland's playing more.
Ragland. Like, all these dudes that you had on your roster that are playing well for other teams, like, what are you doing? Do you think it's easy just to acquire talent? Do you think it's easy to get guys just to play football?
My theory is that in the AFC East, those three teams behind the Patriots every week look up and go like, wow, the Jets are doing really badly now. We need to do something to get worse. The Dolphins are doing terrible. We need to do something to get worse. And they're just in an arms race to lose talent as quickly as they can.
What deal with the devil and or the football gods Tom Brady made to just for the entirety of his career to almost never be challenged in his own division and therefore almost always be kissed into one of the top two spots in the AFC? It's just outrageous. All right. Anybody, just to cut to the chase here, we don't have to do a deep dive. Anybody taking the Bills? Nobody. Chiefs get off to Schneid. It's not an easy one because they have not been playing well themselves, but I think we all agree the Chiefs. All right. Next up, MVP. Tell us about the – I don't know. What's happening back there, MVP?
Sounds like an argument.
Tell us – ooh, is that –
sounds like Eddie's getting – I think Eddie's getting angry.
Settle down, Eddie.
Calm down.
Didn't say anything about –
what's happening?
Is she talking bad about any of the five boroughs? What happened?
That's what happened.
Staten Island.
MVP, you're going to get up close and familiar with the Hudson River. You keep talking that kind of smack. You know what I mean? The bottom of it is what I'm talking about. Cement boots.
Why do they do that? And then they give you, like, the hint to, like, not say it, and then they say actually what they mean. Right? And I was like, hey, man, you keep bothering me, you're going to get the old one, too. And that's two punches to the face. I know what that means, bro. I'm good.
Thanks for explaining yourself. If you have to explain your threat, then let's get a new threat. All right, MVP, why don't you tell us about a big one? It's the Saints. It's the Rams.
All right, we have an airing of Drewtopia. Drew Brees, a celestial human in a class of his own, leaves his quaint southern quarters for the big city, eager to prove to the entire animal kingdom that he can contain this week's bunch of sheepish bad guys. As times suddenly become divisive in their community, two Rams, Goff and Gurley, concoct a fast and loose plan which will allow them to revert to how things were just a mere week ago.
All right, like
I like this one. And I like the story because it has a great ending, I feel like.
The Drewtopia. Well, now that you're big on book reading these days, we got to get Maurice's book
club.
We're doing a book club.
Can I join up, please?
Thanks for listening to the show.
I did listen to the show last week. Maurice was talking about whether it should be a self-help book or not.
I know. Well,
you said no because you need no help, apparently.
That's right. Well, I just don't believe
too good for that.
Self-help books. What's self-help books? Right. What's somebody going to tell me?
I kind of agree.
I mean, you know who I'm going to go with, but I like the story, the whole story behind it, but Rams all day with me.
Maurice, it's like you haven't been in on the Red Challenge flight before. This is not the process.
Well, he hasn't, I don't think. It's been a long time.
I can't answer it, though, because, you know, I work for the Rams. What am I going to say? I'm not going to say the Saints.
But that's not how – okay, should we explain? I literally bench players. We do it every week.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm going to let Handsome do the honors.
Go ahead.
Handsome. Saints, Rams.
Uh-oh.
I know I'm catching one from him. I'm taking the Saints.
All right, you got that one. Catch that. You got that.
The Wolf? You're not going to throw it, huh?
I'm taking the Saints.
Then don't throw it.
Give me that.
You know what?
You can throw a flag at me if that's what you want. Here, have mine as well.
Okay, all right. I can't
throw
catch.
The flags at me.
You know what? Happy Thanksgiving. You need a napkin. I did miss.
Shaq, let's go.
I'm taking the Rams at home. The Saints have to travel across the country. Their bellies are full of pie and turkey.
They don't have to travel that far, though.
It's not that far, and they won't have eaten that much pie and turkey. They're not like you, Dave. Come on, don't judge everyone by your...
First, the Wolf goes after the Steelers, and now you go after my pot belly. I don't know what's happened. Happy holidays indeed. Maurice, what was the name of that self-help book that you got going there?
Oh, yeah, it's a couple of them.
All right, explain... Maurice, you go. I'm getting confused. So the Wolf and Handsome have the Saints. You explain why you're taking the Rams.
Well, listen, this is going to be a tough game for them. They have to stop the run. The Rams have struggled stopping the run, so they know going into this game you got to stop the run. But I feel like the Rams, their offense, last week was their first time in a playoff atmosphere, and they learned from that, and they kind of got exposed in a couple things. Their guys were taking their shots away. I feel like Jared, though, he learned. And each week they learn something different. Each week is a different puzzle piece. But I don't know what the Saints are going to do. I mean, I'm waiting to see if Marshon Lattimore is going to be back, right? He was banged up this week. If he's not back, you allow a team like this to score 30 points, it's going to be tough to beat.
What's crazy is that defensive player of the year is surrounding the rookie now, Marshon Lattimore.
I mean,
that's how significant he's been.
What he was able to
I still go Aaron Donald, by the way.
I think that's the difference. One of the things that Case Keenum was able to do and that the Vikings were able to do, they're able to elude Aaron Donald, who had a ton of pressure. They just never could get sacks. And so Drew Brees is very athletic and he can do those things, but I don't know if he's going to be able to get out of the way because these dudes, they're coming.
It worries me that they lost Alex Okafor, though.
Yeah.
The Saints did.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys that are, you know, they're going to be down. They're both banged up, though, because the Rams lost a bunch of corners.
Two corners. That's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons why I'm taking the Saints. I don't know what's going on with the two corners.
They're supposed to be back this week, but they were out for the game.
But that on top of the fact that they're not good against the run, and that's obviously the Saints' strength right now. And we saw for the first time Drew Brees actually pull out the heroics and still throw. He can still do that. So they can still get you from multiple different places. But, you know, I think that – you saw what Latavius Murray was able to do to the Rams last week.
But he didn't. But see, that's the thing, though. The stats. Latavius had 14 carries for 40 some yards going into the fourth quarter, and then had a big 55 yard run. And that was after they got worn down. The offense was going three and out a ton. And this defense isn't built to be on the field all day. No defense is. And so the Vikings were literally eking out first downs as the game was going on. They started wearing this defense down. I don't know if the if that'll work again this week, and it's at home. It's just different.
Yeah.
Flying to Minnesota was a tough flight. It's a different flight. It's a different air, different atmosphere. A lot of these guys have never been. They've never been – I want to say only three guys on this Rams roster have only been in a playoff atmosphere before. Andrew Whitworth, Kayvon Webster, and –
Is it weird, by the way, when you talk about different atmosphere? I know that around Thanksgiving it's supposed to be 90-ish in Los Angeles. Let's say that heat persists through Sunday. Is that weird at this time of the year for a team like the Saints?
Not the Saints, because the Saints, it's always
humid
down.
They play in muggy and all that.
It's humid down there, but it'll be different for a team like Philly that comes. It'll be different for a team like the Vikings to come down here.
I would think late in the year to suddenly get dropped into sweltering heat would be a rough
Yeah, but isn't it, like, wouldn't it be better to do that than be dropped into, freezing cold?
No, because you don't have to hydrate as much in the freezing cold.
Mm. I want to show you guys something here. Every week, our pal Dennis Padua puts together some terrific
Look at Aaron Donald.
Wow. Mm.
He represents the literal mascot matchup here. If a ram were to fight a Saint, Handsome Hank, and you have some experience
experience.
Of course, you may recall that Maurice
a ram to the.
I've got to put that back out, by the way, to remind everybody. Maurice was terrified of a baby ram.
I wasn't
ram.
Terrified this of a baby of ram. Days. I just don't do animals because you don't know what they're thinking. And he was little, and Jack is over here trying to mess with me.
Right, and he was in the green. He'd never been in the green room before.
You
put a ram in a green room. They've never seen a green room.
And I
was trying to
happen.
I was trying to introduce. Maurice
me.
Yeah.
He almost, I almost lost my cool in there.
Handsome.
Poor ram was paraded around the whole place.
He was running around the doors to get away from it. Handsome was once mauled by a ram.
Butted.
Running through a field in
it. I don't want to be butted.
Wait, nah, that's not
true. Story.
In the butt.
Butted in the butt by a ram.
Butted really? By the horns of a ram.
It's a surprise
you're lucky,
for you.
You're lucky
running
you
away?
Like, he blindsided me. That guy, they creep up. They're quiet. Rams are.
They are.
Yep.
I watched National Geographic.
Well, yep. I mean, that makes me worried for the Saints then.
Right.
The
well, and a Saint, scenario. What's a Saint got
Handsome,
to do
right.
outside,
who
of,
wins
outside
that
of calling a higher power? The Ram, every time.
Yeah, but a Saint can perform a miracle.
You
know,
that's yeah, what, but they have to, a like, on no Ram.
Right.
Why not?
Saints you, don't
but
do
a
me.
Miracle, I feel like, takes a while to get done. You'll be
oh,
like,
you've
okay,
seen
I need
it.
To plan a miracle. Then you've got to be like, call the higher power to do the miracle. That Ram... be on you like that.
And you know what? I like a cowboy or a Steeler or a Packer, any human buccaneer, like you want to you're going to kill a Saint? All right. Well, I think you've just given yourself a first class ticket to not hang out with Saints.
I don't think Rams care about that stuff.
Rams don't care.
They're the bad boys of the animal kingdom.
You're right. I think the Ram wouldn't have any compunction with hitting Mr. Saintly in the butt.
Did you feel the horns on that Ram that
was
in there?
Oh, how
hard those?
I felt them. I felt them on my butt,
Maurice. I bet you it hurt too.
Oh
yeah, it
man,
did.
And yeah, because those must have been sharp.
Well, no, they don't. They don't use the pointy bit. They use the ramming.
Ram.
That's how they got their name. Yeah. Ram.
Rams don't. The
right? You never seen
a ram. Have a point
never,
at the end?
Yeah, but you never seen rams go head up. It's like the most violent collision. But they use
helmet
that,
free.
Yeah, they use that the horn part takes all the pressure, so they don't get concussions because it kind of gets
that point.
Throughout.
But the wolf makes a good point about the point. The point that not that somehow that you don't know that the point has no relevance in a ram fight. Rams butting each other is weird. The wolf,
right?
But it is weird. Why is it so sharp and pointy?
It's not
it has
that
no
sharp.
Use.
It's not that sharp.
But he just did a great
no,
job.
No, they just come to an end there, but it's not like a shot. They don't, like,
there's
go out
YouTube
and sharpen their own
horns. Is a guy, he like, talks over animals, like, fighting humans and things like that, and there was a ram, like, going after this group of people, and this lady, like, tried to stop and, like, talk to the ram, and the ram just – and he was like, take that. And I was like, yeah, I don't want that. I don't want a ram to hit me.
Ram fights are the best. Go on YouTube, the wolf. You'll love them. They're great.
Really?
They're running.
I had no idea.
They just keep going on and on.
All right. So you guys all know about this.
Let's bring it on home.
Who doesn't Google Great. YouTube Ram
the Meat Packers versus the Steel Workers. That's a discussion for another day. I'll give me the Steel Worker. They're working in 200 degree heat.
Right.
In
the other furnaces just, like, make, hammering
they
the top
they only
on
last,
meat.
Like 40 years though.
My grandfather. Yeah. Yeah,
how old
the,
was he?
The late, great Mike Zubasic, Poppy. He was, he worked in the steel mills, made the steel, was a part of forging the steel that took down the Nazi scourge in WW2. I'll take your thanks offline.
Thank you, Chuck.
Tell us what about it. Well, I mean, listen, I got some of that blood in me. You know?
Yeah, you're a hard worker too, Dave.
Okay.
you make a good point. Your dig makes a good point there.
Yeah.
Handsome.
Yeah.
How ashamed he must be.
Yeah.
How ashamed. I toiled
in the heat.
Yeah.
Hammering at steel with my bare hands while my grandson, two generations later, sort of sits around.
Kind of life if you
gets pepper on the back of his head to cover the bald spot. eats pie once a year.
What kind of life? This is what I did.
This is what I worked for.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Security is freedom.
Poppy.
Sorry.
Tell us about, but you know what? He, I know, would be excited to watch the Packers coming in to play our Pittsburgh Steelers. I wish I could gather around with the family. Uncle Mike, Uncle Scott, my old man, Amy, all of us would get together, watch the Steelers play, go to Three Rivers or watch it on the TV. Either way, it was a gay time. MVP, tell us about the Packers and Steelers this time.
All right, we have an airing of Juju Manji. After a fortuitous roll-the-dice celebration, Juju and his ragtag gang of receivers trigger the reemergence of a young-at-heart curmudgeon called Ben, ecstatic to finally be unstuck. In order to free the old guy from his troubling situation for good, the Steelers' offense must win the game, counting on DeCastro to halt stampeding Giants and Bell to shake off some pests that escaped from a land called Wisconsin.
That's very good, Emma.
I love it.
Thank excellent you. Stuff.
So
you
clever.
You want to know what's funny? That Juju Smith-Schuster has taken over the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's the big name of the Pittsburgh Steelers now.
Such a personality.
I think if the big name.
If you have to make your list as a pro football fan 2017 of the things you're thankful for, I think you have to say Juju's in the top five.
Oh, he's number one. I'm thankful that he got his bike back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also thankful that he got his driver's license.
His way is so charming. I mean, and I'm not casting aspersions necessarily on Martavis Bryant, but, you know, you kind of do have that goofus and gallant, if you will, kind of thing in the receiving core of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Martavis belly aching after coming back. Oh, I'm not getting the ball enough. And then Juju just happy to be a part of the team. And so such unreserved glee, you know, to be succeeding in one of the more difficult professions in the 21st century. We don't need to break this one down too much, I hope. Brett Hundley against
no flags needed.
Mm-mm.
We're not even going to throw a flag here.
No.
Good. Then I want to ask about this.
I'd love it.
I'd love for you to do it. I dare you to do it.
You see how he stopped? He was ready to go. I guess his argument's ready to go.
In his tracks.
He was ready. It was all good.
What was I going to ask you about the Packers and Steelers here? Like I say, handsome. We were talking earlier. I think it's McCarthy and Ted Thompson a little exposed here. Aaron, you take one player out of the mix and you just completely go to trash.
But remember, though, they've been exposed for a while because that defense has been.
Yeah, Dom Capers is still, how does he lost? How does he lost after this season?
Pitchers. They got pictures.
They got pictures?
Something.
There must be something, right?
We have pictures of Dom Capers, yeah.
he got
well, without his wig on.
He has a wig? He wears a wig?
Oh, Maurice, come on.
Does he wear a wig, really?
I suspect
he might.
As someone who covers up the flesh yarmulke, as I do, I'm familiar when other people are cheating a little bit there, and... Maurice, you shouldn't need that. Doesn't take expert level knowledge on this.
I know
Dom Capers is doing something funny upstairs.
There's something happening up there.
I don't know what he's doing.
I typed in Dom Capers wig, and there's many things.
He has a wig.
Look at you. Look at the haired people
Look
laughing.
Look at that.
Look at how the haired people all laugh at us. I feel your pain, Dom. I, for one, feel your pain.
All right,
would you ever wear a wig? Would you stoop that low?
Yeah, you would.
Like, you would. Because you're very vain about your hair, especially.
No, I know. And I feel like I don't want to be a hypocrite. And I look at the people who have the Botox, and I think, do you think anybody doesn't know?
Right.
Like, everybody clearly has big, puffy cheeks.
Too much. You know what you should do, Shaq?
What?
You should grow out all your beard. Instead of shaving here, just take it in little hairs and have them put it there.
That's not a bad idea.
A good, you can get that.
Well, here's what I've thought about is, what if I got a –
Interesting.
If I got the hair plugs, people have said, "Oh, you want to just get the plugs on the back of your head."
What's his name? What's
I fortunately have
Tom Brady.
No, he got it too. But what's the Urlacher?
Oh,
that was bad.
Or the Dion, because Dion's hair is coming in nice now. He can brush that.
Well, but yeah, if you do it in the front, I'm not ailed by the receding hairline. Mine is the flesh yarmulke, which is the better of the two. If you have to choose, I would say I have the Manu Ginobili.
But Manu's is now it spreads this way. And that's not good because then you just have a layer.
It's gonna get
that's the point. If I got hair plugs, that's what I've said to people. If I did that, yes, it would fill it in for a while.
Yeah, you'd be
but then the
it.
Flesh yarmulke would suddenly there would be a flesh moat. You know, like a, I would have a hair island.
Ew.
I'd have a hair island with a flesh moat around it, and it would just get bigger and bigger.
Right.
You know,
you
that wouldn't
be
a good
putting plugs in that thing.
Actually, that'd be kind of a neat look. Actually,
yeah, it would
look like a.
It'd
halo.
Be new.
Be like a halo.
Yeah, but you got to look out for Rams at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
Halo.
It's the same thing. Come on, all right.
It's all come full circle here. Circle reminds me of pie. Pie off six coming at you. Handsome, tardy, or early, depending on where you are in the space-time continuum.
I'm confused.
Either way, check out the pie off six. Maurice, have a good time with the family up in the East Bay. Again, shout out to the Kustra family.
Yeah,
Isaac
Ken. And Noah.
Ken.
Yeah, Ken. Thanks for listening to the DDFP. The Wolf, have a great time with the family
back in Philadelphia.
Handsome, have a great time with your gang. I assume
big celebration
here in LA, right?
I am there actually in the UK at the moment.
Are you going to deep
fry
a bird?
I'm not going to deep fry a bird. That doesn't seem like a good idea.
Why not?
It's delicious.
Well, I've never done it before, and I don't have any a
Make
bird
sure
or a deep fryer.
Thin slice of Hank's pie.
Yeah, I would see. I would. I'm almost ready to wrap it up,
but not quite.
MVP got a little presumptuous with the playout music there. Now you can hit it there to everybody behind the glass and everybody beyond the walls of Studio 66. Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, Dave.
I hope you get to sit around and talk about football and pie with people you enjoy, like I've gotten to do this week and every week at NFL Media. I'm the Dave Damashek Football Program. Check out the Wolf coming
later
up this weekend. She's working this weekend. Good morning, football.
Hey.
It's slice of heaven.